What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas here in studio, Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper Casino in Hancock County, Mississippi, and Dennis Allen, Saints head coach, on the line with us. And a tough loss yesterday, 15-12 to the Philadelphia Eagles, and coach, 3-0 into the fourth quarter. I mean, people may have arrived thinking they might see a track meet, but what they got was an old-school punch-in-the-mouth football game, and just tough that you could not close it out at the end.
Yeah, look, I mean, it was a heavyweight battle, and I think two good teams playing against each other, and very physical game. I give them credit. You know, they made the plays that they needed to make to win the game. I feel like we left some things out there on the table and didn't take advantage of some things we had some opportunities to. And you know, but we had some good meetings today. We learned from our mistakes. We'll grow from them, and we'll get better from them.
Now, Coach Allen, I think you would take this week in and week out because you look at scoring defense and scoring offense and how do you protect the football or take it away. That if you'd have told me this, and let's say you were dreaming Saturday night before the game, the Saints would hold the Eagles to 15 points, sack Jalen Hurts four times, you block a punt, you force two turnovers. I think you probably say, well, I like our chances a lot. Wouldn't that be the case if you do that game in and game out? It should be.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, if you had told me that before the game, I'd have said that, you know, I'd take those results and anticipate coming out with a win. But that wasn't the case in this game. And so we've got to look hard at the things that we didn't do as well as we needed to. We got to make those corrections. We got to get better from them. And, you know, I think that we will.
You know, Coach Allen, when I look at, you know, in both teams would challenge it, whether you go for it on fourth down or do you take the field goal and an opportunity, you know, to get 3 points. Obviously, you want to score touchdowns instead of just kicking field goals. And the only, you know, you and I don't agree 100%, but you know, we're kind of on the same wavelength. But the only thing that I question, if we had McCoy and Taysom Hill and they were playing in the game, I'd say, well, hell yeah, I'm going for it too. But since they were not there and we could not control the interior, that's why I don't know about this, that the way the game was flowing, that I maybe would have taken those 3 points.
Yeah, look, Bobby, and I don't necessarily disagree with your thought process there. I think where we were at in the game, I felt confident that we could gain a yard with two opportunities to do it. We had third and one, we had fourth and one. And look, certainly when it doesn't work out, you know, there's always room to, you know, for people to question that decision. But we were playing this game to win, and I felt like if we could get the first down there, we had a great shot at scoring a touchdown, and you score a touchdown in a game like that and go up in that game, the way we would have gone up in that game, I think, you know, I just felt like that was the right decision.
I'm just curious, Coach, if during the game the other coaches' decisions on fourth down impacts that, because Sirianni's already played his hand last Monday in Atlanta, and in this game, that no matter what, his cards are in, you know he's going for it. So does that play into decision-making somewhere else? I'm not talking specifically about this fourth down, but just in general, you know kind of what he's going to do on the other side.
Yeah, look, I mean, you take everything into consideration. You know, whether they went for it on fourth down or not really didn't play that much into, you know, that decision to go for it on fourth down. That decision was really about when you get the ball down there in that area, that close to the goal line, you know, and you've got it third and one, and you got two shots at getting a yard. You know, I have confidence in our football team to be able to do that. Now, we didn't do it. And so, you know, and you lose a game by 3 points, it comes back to haunt you a little bit.
Now, Coach Allen, how the game closed out and we got the momentum. I think we scored a touchdown. It's right at the two-minute warning or a minute and 57. We're up 12-7. And then all of a sudden, you know, they don't need a field goal to tie us and send us maybe to overtime or to win the game. They got to score a damn touchdown. I know that had to be disappointing because I know how much y'all pay attention to detail, whether it's the offense or the defense, and practice in two-minute defense and offense. But in hindsight, when you look at it, okay, it's 3rd and 16. Explain to the fans, because I got text last night in the post game, why maybe we aren't playing zone and keeping the ball in front of us, considering A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith's not even in there. So, and you even acknowledge that they want to throw to Goddard, the tight end, and then we all run into each other. But we can't give up that chunk play. But it was 3rd and 16. That wouldn't you maybe play the zone concept and break up on the ball, and then it could have been 4th and 8, 4th and 6, whatever, instead of giving up that chunk play. And considering they had to score a touchdown with under 2 minutes.
Yeah, look, and again, you know, obviously when you give up a touchdown, you open up yourself to people questioning your decisions. But look, I felt like they were going to throw the ball to Goddard. That's the one, the person that they wanted to throw the ball to. And I wanted to try to take him away. And, you know, we didn't play it as well as we can. We ran into each other, and it led to an explosive play. And so, but look, I mean, I've been on both ends. I've been on the end where you play, you know, soft zone, and people move the ball down the field on you, and you know, you get criticized for being in a prevent defense, you know, and you get aggressive and it doesn't work. You get criticized for that. So you just got to do what you think is the right thing to do. It didn't work out, and that's the way the game ended.
Well, Coach Allen, on that particular play, I mean, was Jordan Howell, I don't know, he seemed like overly aggressive. Don't you have your head on a swivel? You have peripheral vision. I mean, you got to see that the angles you're taking, that you can't be a bat out of hell when you're running to your own players. To me, I could see where Lattimore and, you know, look at Will Harris and all that. To me, the one that was out of control in that play is the youngster, Jordan Howell.
Yeah, look, there are certain techniques that you use in those situations when, you know, a lot of offenses do things of that nature, you know, picks, rubs, whatever you want to call them. and so there's certain techniques that you have to use to be able to deal with those things. And look, we didn't execute as well as we needed to, and it cost us in that situation. Again, like I said earlier, you know, we come in, we watch the tape, we make the corrections that we need to make, we learn from them, and we move on.
Coach, I know there's not necessarily a huge update on Eric McCoy, lost on the third play. Is there any, just from a fan standpoint, 30,000 feet, is there any positives to take away from this, that it's a groin and not automatically like a knee, an MCL or an ACL, or is it just too early?
Yeah, look, I mean, anytime somebody goes out with an injury, I don't think there's really a whole lot ever that you can think from a positive standpoint. You know, look, he's gonna we're evaluating, you know, exactly where he's gonna be, exactly what we have to do to try to get him back. And you know, and then we'll go with that plan once we determine what the best course of action is.
Mike Haas, Bobby Hebert talking with Saints head coach Dennis Allen. Gonna take a break. This is the Saints Coaches Show here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back, Mike Haas, Bobby Hebert, and Saints head coach Dennis Allen. And coach, we talked a lot about the Eagles offense and Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley. And I want to look specifically more at the battle up front and the defensive tackles in Philly and Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis. So Jordan Davis, they trade up for. He's the 13th overall pick in 22. Jalen Carter is the 9th overall pick in 23. So, I mean, just big, athletic, and, you know, just your overall assessment of who won that battle on the in the trenches yesterday and their impact.
Yeah, no, they're extremely talented. The interior of their defensive line, I think, is probably as talented as any team in the league. They you know, they played exceptionally well. I think sometimes what happens, you know, you get in this league and you know, you have a game and you don't play as well as you think you should play, and you hear about it all week long, and you know, they came in and they were a little pissed off and played well, and quite frankly, I think they won that battle up front, and I think that was a major factor in the game.
Now, Coach Allen, two players, I think, that have played at a very high level, and one young and one older, even though he's a young veteran, on the defensive side, it seems like all three games that they're getting better and better. Carl Granderson. I'm looking at Carl Granderson. He ended up having a sack and a half, a couple of quarterback hurries, tackle for a loss, you know, forced fumble. And you look at Brian Brzee, ended up with a couple of sacks, two tackles, a quarterback hurry, and two tackles for a loss. So just comment on those players, because I think Brian Brzee, you could see the steps he's made from last year compared to this season. Now, obviously, you want him to be an every-down lineman to be able to play against the run. But Carl Granderson, like for comparison, whatever, I think Chase Young is doing some good things at times. You see flashes, and maybe not necessarily the sack total, but you see the quarterback hurries. But what's up with Cam Jordan? I don't know. He's played three games. He has two tackles. So I know you want everybody to contribute, and how can they come up? But Carl Granderson, to me, has been the man so far off the edge.
Yeah, look, there's no question. I think Carl's continued to get better every single year. He continues to work hard. He loves football. He comes in and works his tail off every single day. He's awesome to have around. And he's playing at an extremely high level right now. I think Brian Brzee is getting better inside. Certainly you see the production from a sack and a pass rush standpoint. And yet I think he's gotten better in terms of defending the run. And I think there's still a lot of growth to be had with that player. And so I'm excited about what both of those guys have been able to do thus far.
Now, Coach Allen, you're playing Atlanta, like Carolina. I think it's a 2-for-1 because division game. And, boy, before you know it, then you play Carolina. I mean, you play Atlanta, then you play in the Chiefs, then Tampa Bay, and you can have a great opportunity to get off to a great start in the NFC South. And I look at, like, a quarterback and, you know, what do they know and what are their experiences? I mean, it's amazing when I was looking at this today. When you look at the comparison, the last decade, and you look at top five, and I'm talking about the likes of like Matthew Stafford, Tom Brady. Now, Matt Ryan's not playing anymore, but Derek Carr and Kirk Cousins is in that number. You're talking about completions. You will look at like 20-plus passing touchdowns. You look at 300-yard passing game. You go on and on, just overall passing yards. That Derek Carr and, to me, Kirk Cousins, they're very similar when you look at how long they've lasted and the stability they've brought, and now they face it off against one another. And obviously, this game, the magnitude of it is we've always played well in Atlanta. You've been part of that, so it's a big challenge. But I think it's almost like a push between both the quarterbacks, how they play and what they bring to the table to lead the team.
Yeah, look, it's going to be a big challenge going there to Atlanta and playing there at their stadium. I certainly think they've upgraded the quarterback position from where they were. They've spent a lot of assets on acquiring skill players, you know, on offense, and now I think they've got the quarterback to go along with it. I think they're playing. I think they're playing well on defense. They're you know, minimizing the scores, playing really good in the red zone. So they've improved their football team, and I think we've improved our football team too. And I think, you know, both of those quarterbacks that you talked about probably don't get as much credit as they deserve, and it'll be good to watch both of them go out there and play on Sunday, and I'm expecting, you know, Derek to play really well.
Coach, talk about just, I know you always, there's never enough, you always want more, but just the production out of your tight end room in general, just kind of assess that. No targets again for the second straight week for Juwan Johnson, just where things are in that room. And I don't know if you put Taysom in that room. You can put him in any room, so I don't know where you put him, but just overall in that tight end room.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's hard to argue with the production that we've had on offense. Certainly we didn't have the production that we would have liked to have had against Philadelphia, but it's hard to argue with the production that we've been able to have, both running the ball, throwing the ball, explosive plays, all those types of things. And so, you know, look, our concern is not where we're getting the production as long as we're getting the production. And I think our tight ends are doing a good job. I think as the season goes along, you'll see them be more and more involved. You know, obviously, Taysom spends time in that room. He spends time in the running back room. So, you know, I think all those guys are going to have a contribution to our football team, and they have had a contribution in terms of the running game and in protection.
Yeah, and two touchdowns, one for Foster and one for Juwan in week one. So, I was just curious. Can I take a break? We'll come back more with Saints head coach Dennis Allen and Bobby Hebert. This is the Saints Coaches Show here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Got one more segment here with Saints head coach Dennis Allen. And coach, you know, it's three games. It's perspective, right? Three games in, you're 2-1. You lead the division. Tampa lost, Atlanta lost, Carolina won. But, I mean, it's about, you know, taking what you can positively from yesterday and just flushing the rest. Because it doesn't matter if you lose 52-50 or 15-12. It is what it is, right?
Yeah, look, a loss is a loss in our league, and it doesn't matter what the score is. You don't get to carry over any points to the next game. Everything starts 0-0. So, look, and like I said, I thought there was a lot of positives that you know, occur in the game. I think our offense didn't play like we're capable of playing, and yet we scored a touchdown there at the end of the game to give ourselves the lead and give ourselves an opportunity to win the game. Defensively, we didn't finish the game like we needed to or wanted to, and yet we took the ball away a couple of times and had a couple of fourth down stops. So there was a lot of good things that we did. We had a punt block on special teams. So you look at those positives and you want to improve on those positives and continue to do those things. And then how do we fix some of the things that we didn't do as well as we needed to?
Now, Coach, you being a defensive background, and when you're watching the film, you know, you can watch it with the D-line, the linebackers, or the DBs, and, you know, you don't want to give up whether it's a chunk pass play or a chunk run. But that 65-yard touchdown run by Barkley, I mean, it looks like kind of like DeMario Davis. He got kind of lost in the wash and then didn't have the right angle. But I don't know, Marshon Lattimore was right there, and it seemed like Saquon jabbed at him, and he just froze, and he just ran right past him. Do you teach, you know, defensive backs, do you teach him maybe to be more aggressive with the tackle instead of, like, trying to catch him? Because that's a big play. You can give up a big run. I mean, it's a whole lot different given a 65-yard touchdown run. And Saquon Barkley is very talented. We all know that. He averaged almost 9 yards a carry on 17 carries. But that chunk play, I was just looking at Lattimore. To me, he's too good to not be more aggressive on that tackle, because Lattimore can't tackle. I've witnessed him tackle him. He's not a soft corner. So how do y'all break down when you watch the film and as a defense, you break down that play to avoid that kind of chunk play, whatever it might be, pass or the run game with this particular run?
Well, look, number one is we got to be able to eliminate the space. You know, I think we all would like for someone to be able to get the guy on the ground. But when you create that much space and you're having to make a tackle on a guy in that much space, that's a lot easier said than done. And so I think up front we got to do a better job of, you know, making sure we fit it exactly right and eliminate the space in the defense. And when we've done that, we've done a good job of tackling and stopping the run. And when you put a guy like Saquon Barkley with that much field to work with, it's a tough assignment, tough deal to do. So I think the first thing we got to do is we got to fit it up better up front.
Now, Coach Allen, you got to be pleased so far. I think we're not shooting ourselves in the foot overall. It does matter when you get the penalty. But to me, if you have 3 or 4 or 5 penalties, you're not going to have a game where you could, but it's not realistic. You have 0 penalties. But 3 penalties are 25 yards. But I don't know. How do you, I don't know, Coach or Consul or Trevor Penning, yeah, you want to block the guy and finish, but you can't knock him into the bench. I mean, now we end up scoring a touchdown on that play. It didn't matter, but that could have been really costly considering it was 3rd and 4, Kamara gets 5 yards, and then you have that personal foul penalty. I mean, you just tell a player. It kind of reminds me of Kyle Turley. Remember, Kyle Turley was kind of out of control, you know, a couple of decades ago, you know, grabbing a helmet, throwing in the stands and all. So did Trevor realize that where he was at, that's not the time to finish a block, especially when you're way out of bounds?
Yeah, look, I mean, again, I think that's a young player making a young player's mistake. He's being aggressive, which I like, and yet you have to be smart. You got to play this game tough, nasty, aggressive, play physical, play to the echo of the whistle, and yet you can't ever hurt your team. And so he's got to be more aware of that situation. It didn't end up hurting us in that particular case, but it certainly could have, we've got to be better in those situations.
Coach, I'm curious. Atlanta will, you know, obviously with Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, Drake London, but offensively, they're all, you know, have their little nuances, but a wide running wide zone. Is there any benefit to your defense spent, you know, all of camp, you know, playing against that kind of zone, you know, run scheme wide? Is there any benefit for you in preparation?
Well, look, we certainly had to compete against it all throughout training camp, so we kind of understand, you know, how it works. And yet all of them are, you know, uniquely different in terms of how they block things and how they operate. I do think Atlanta is really good, you know, up front. You know, obviously they had a couple injuries in the game the other day, you know, and not sure exactly where that's going to fall. But I do think they block exceptionally well up front, in particular in the run game, and I think, you know, their runners are both good runners in their own way. Algier being a little bit more powerful, Bijan being a little bit more of the home run hitter, and then they got some weapons outside, you know, with London and Pitts. you know, they can attack you outside and get the ball down the field. So we'll have our work cut out for us.
Now, Coach, I said this in the pregame, and I truly believe this. It seems like every game we play, you know, you want to win in all phases, offense, defense, and special teams. But the one thing, and I was talking to Mike Quick, and, you know, he does the color for the Eagles. Said, well, one thing, the Saints, no one outplays us on special teams. And I think you could see that. You know, we get a blocked punt. I'm looking at Hayball, a couple of punts inside the 20. He had a long of 52. Now with Groupie, you never want to hit the upright, and lucky to go in there. But it seems like you got to be confident as a coach that how we prepare and pay attention to detail. That's one area where there's hidden yardage or flipping the field. That it seems like we come out on top when it comes to special teams. And that could be the case whether you win or lose when, you know, a division game coming against Atlanta or whoever it might be, that we've usually excelled, I know, as of recent especially. And really, for a while now, we've been pretty outstanding on special teams and winning that battle.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, credit to Darren Rizzi and Phil Galliano, the way that they coach the special teams. They do an outstanding job. I believe we have and have had one of the better special teams units in all the NFL. Look, I think we've done a great job with the new kickoff. You know, there's a lot of teams that are kicking the ball into the end zone and just giving teams the 30-yard line. And, you know, we've been aggressive in that mode and created some big plays and some big field position plays with our kickoff coverage unit. We've made big plays in the return game, in particular the punt return game. You know, with a block kick or a big return. So that's an area that I think we can utilize to our advantage to help us win games.
Coach Allen, appreciate your time. Big week pre Atlanta, then Kansas City, of course, Monday night, one at a time. Have a great week of work, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again. With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.